I want to thank everyone for being here. I want to thank our panelists and all the folks in the audience who've come to take part in a very, very important discussion today. There are few things more sacred in a free society than the secret ballot. A lot of us had a chance to experience very young, I did in elementary school, when we had class elections, and teachers would handle it different ways. Some teachers would just do it by a raising of hands. It was always interesting to see when the most popular student who was running would be announced. Everyone would look around as the hands inched up, and as a few hands went up, other hands, and pretty soon the overwhelming majority of the class had their hand up. But with a secret ballot would likely result in a more responsible, less popular student being elected. It's a lesson you could see very early in life. And actually, we've seen that even here in Congress and in the Senate. Every leadership election that I've observed, at least one of the candidates running for leadership would announce that he had the verbal commitments of over half of his colleagues. He had the election sewed up. But then when we got to conference and had the secret ballot election, very often the results were quite different. So even senators can be eliminated too, I guess. Unfortunately, our Democrat colleagues want to unleash the power of union intimidation on every American worker. One of their top priorities is to eliminate the right of workers to a secret ballot when unions are trying to organize. And they're doing it with the dishonestly named bill, the Employee Free Choice Act. We're here today to discuss what I consider an assault on American workers' rights that the Democrat Congress is pushing through. This legislation would take away Americans' right to a secret ballot election when voting on whether to unionize their workplace. It's the equivalent of a card trick played on American workers that strips them of their right to freely, safely, and anonymously decide whether to unionize. And in so doing, it opens them up to harassment, intimidation, and other forms of union pressure. This issue is not just about the workers and their rights. It's about the success of the entire American economy. Companies like General Motors and Ford that are encrusted with the barnacles of unionization are finding it almost impossible to compete in the global economy. Other companies like BMW and Toyota, who are operating in right-to-work states like South Carolina, are succeeding. We cannot give in to forced unionization. The legislation we'll be talking about, which I call the Secret Ballot Elimination Act, is the biggest giveaway to special interests that I've seen in all my time in Congress. And it comes at the expense of the rights of American workers. This chart here gives just an explanation, a quick, simple explanation of how the system works now and how the Democrats would like it to work. If you follow all of these steps which are in place now, a paid union organizer has to collect at least 51% of workers' signatures on a card. And then the government, the National Labor Relations Board, verifies the cards and schedules an election. The government supervises, conducts a secret ballot election. The government counts the ballots, and the majority rules. If a majority wants a union, then the National Labor Relations Board designates the union as the legal representative. It's a process that's been used for years. It's actually a biased process in that an employer can decide after 51% of the cards have been 51% of the workers have signed cards, can agree not to have a secret ballot election and just allow the Relations Board, the Labor Relations Board, to designate the union as a legal representative without a secret ballot today. So the system is already biased against a secret ballot election, and we have a number of cases where employers simply did not want to endure a smear campaign by the unions, so they went ahead and just acquiesced to union pressure. The bottom arrow of this chart shows where the Democrats and the union bosses want to take it today, where all you have to do is get 51% of cards checked, and then you are designated a union shop. All the other steps of the secret ballot are completely eliminated. But despite the bias against the secret ballot, as I just said, the unions still want to completely eliminate the secret ballot altogether. A number of newspapers, even Northeastern newspapers, Hartford Courant, editorialized in 2006, and I quote, "Not surprisingly, the card check procedure almost always results in a union victory because the union controls the entire process." The AFL-CIO recognizes this fact as well. It believes that in order to win a secret ballot election, the card check signature campaign must secure well over the majority of employees in order for the union to prevail in a secret ballot election. Secret ballot elections are extremely accurate. Federal courts have ruled that secret ballot elections are the most foolproof method of ascertaining whether a union has the support of the majority of employees. The Second Circuit Court of Appeals decision states that it is beyond dispute that a secret ballot election is a more accurate reflection of the employee's true desire than a check of an authorization card collected at the behest of a union organizer. Even the author of the Secret Ballot Elimination Act in the House agreed. In a letter to Mexican officials in 2001, Representative George Miller from California encouraged officials to use the secret ballot in all union recognition elections because, and I quote, "The secret ballot is absolutely necessary in order to ensure that workers are not intimidated into voting for a union they might not otherwise choose." He wants this right for Mexican workers, but not for Americans. Americans have told us what they think. A January 2007 poll by McLaughlin and Associates showed that 87% of Americans agree that every worker should have the right to a federally supervised secret ballot election when deciding whether to organize a union. Secret ballot elections have been the cornerstone of our democratic process since our nation's founding, for reasons so obvious and broadly accepted that they've never been seriously questioned until now. So I'm looking forward to the discussion about what I will continue to call the Secret Ballot Elimination Act. And before we hear from the witnesses that are present, I'd like to introduce a worker, though not able to be here, sent a video to represent her views. And this is Lydia Roberts. Ms. Roberts wanted to be with us here today, but her doctor would not allow her to travel. But her case is very much like hundreds, probably even thousands of other cases that we've heard about and had verified, of just the intimidation and the constant pressure to sign a card. By passing the Secret Ballot Elimination Act, we will subject many more American workers to this type of harassment intimidation. So it's our intent to expose this bill for what it is, and to get expert testimony from folks who are very involved with the issue and labor relations.